What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and it is summertime. Summertime. I don't know where you live, but in LA, it's been ridiculously hot. I think like a week ago, it was like in the hundreds in late May. And that's unusual. So thank you, climate change, and thank you, Republicans, for not believing in it. Anyway, today I'm very, very, very excited because it's rare when you have an opportunity to meet an artistic talent that has such an impact on you. The moment that you see their work, that you're like, wow, I have to get to know this work better, this person better. And sometimes you don't have that opportunity because either you're far removed from the artist or far removed from the work. You just get to see it on the internet or at a show or whatever it is. But I'm very fortunate today to welcome to the program a young man who I think eventually will not need any introduction. I'll just say his name and people be like, OMG. So ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to welcome to the to the mic, to Culture Connection this week. Give it up for Ashley Skywalker. Say what's up to the people, sir.
What's up, people?
Oh, it's going to be that kind of show. All right. He's going to... no mocking of the host. Thank you very much. No. Ashley, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, thanks
it's
for
so
having me,
good
Malcolm.
To have you here. And it's funny because we met, what, like 3 months ago now, probably?
Oh, maybe four.
Oh, 4 months. It's been that long. Okay.
Yeah, maybe so.
And it's funny because Ashley and I met working out with our trainer, and I got a chance to find out that he was a photographer. And he's not, and you know how you meet people and they're like, especially in LA, they're like, I do this and I do that. You're like, oh, okay. And sometimes you go to the website, go to Facebook, and you're like, you ain't about nothing. Man, I went to Skywalker's blog, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and I was like, wow, I am literally in the midst of an artistic genius. And so I've been wanting to get you on the show because I think you are such an extraordinary artist. Your eye is absolutely impeccable and flawless and creative and beautiful. And the reason why I say that you had an impact the moment I saw it, because you do, I mean, we're going to get into this, but I know you do a lot of fashion photography and editorials. And, you know, I just got a chance to see some of your work. And it wasn't even about like the celebrities or the models. It was just, there was something about the work that for me was a clear point of view. And to me, that's when a real artist shines. So I wanted to know, like, at what point for you was it clear that photography was going to be your passion and it was something you wanted to pursue for a living?
For me, I think it was when I started getting paid for it. And, you know, because I'm, I guess, formally trained in fashion. So photography kind of stumbled upon me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hung out with a lot of friends who were really creative in college. And so we started doing things and I was the one with the camera. So eventually people wanted it, you know, wanted to pay for it and wanted it, you know, for themselves or for their company.
Mm-hmm. And because you started off, can you tell us a little bit just about your background in fashion and why you made the switch from fashion to photography? Or do you feel like you're still in fashion and you're just sort of there's sort of a duality happening within you right now?
Right. I think that I always have like one hand on fashion. Mm-hmm. Just because it's my first love. But I think that fashion is, you know, it surrounds everything and it really encompasses everything that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So with that comes photography and kind of seeing the entire vision. Mm-hmm. And I think that photography allows me to do that until I get to a place where it's just kind of like I'm sitting there in a director's chair like, okay, you know, do it like this. But mm-hmm. at that point, it's kind of controlling everything. Mm-hmm. So photography is just kind of like a means to an end to a larger platform.
And where would you say you got your like first break in fashion and your first, like, what was your starting point?
I would say probably interning for a dime on Furstenberg.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. How was that?
It was really amazing. I mean, she's really cool and always walking around the office with a big bowl of salad, you know, and, you know, she looks great and she speaks to everyone. And she actually took time out to, you know, sit down with me and look at some sketches I did. So I really appreciate her for that.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in contact with her to this day? Or?
You know, I haven't talked to her in a while, but each time I see her, she always is nice.
Nice. You think you could send her an email? A little, hey, Dan, it's your book. You guys got that?
No. I'd rather send a written letter of some sort, but
by courier pigeon.
Yeah, of course. You know,
of course, DHL. Of course. I love it. I love it. So you are a graduate of Howard University. Some call it the real HU, but I think my producer and engineer would not appreciate that, being from Hampton. What specifically would you say about the historically black college experience has left an indelible impression on you as a professional, as an artist, as a human being?
I've always been obsessed with Spike Lee and shows like The Cosby Show and A Different World and School Days, you know, that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. I always fantasized about, I guess, mm-hmm, in terms mm-hmm. of watching it and just really enjoying it and what was going on and how proud everyone was and all the questions that were being asked.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to kind of experience that. And when I visited Howard on a college tour, I felt at home.
Do you feel you have a network of friends and alums that you still work with and talk to that?
Yeah, everyone that I know that and work with almost goes to Howard or is connected to it in some way.
You people, you're like some mafia.
It's just because, you know, the great migration to New York and things mm-hmm. like that. So, and Howard is really kind of an entertainment school, you know, almost. So there's a lot of people that are involved in the industry in some way or connected to it or the people in it.
I will say that all of the Howard grads that I've met, who work in the entertainment industry, I have a lot of respect for them. They have a work ethic, a creativity, and a tenacious spirit that to me represents the school well and the alumni network well. I remember when I found out that Felicia Rashad was an alum, I was like, makes sense. Your Tumblr page is called Instant Elation, right?
Yes.
Tell us why people should follow it and what's, I mean, it's kind of a brilliant title. I'm like, Instant Elation.
First, can you tell me what you like about the title?
I like it because when you pull it up, wow, I've never been asked a question by an interviewee. This is impressive. I like it because the moment you pull up, I literally am drawn in and I feel like there is it is instant elation, instant gratification, instant, you are receiving something immediately for your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, for me, what makes it a great title, because I feel like every time you scroll down, there's something to look at that's interesting. I never am bored by the images that you decide to put up on the site. So that's why I think it's great and brilliant.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I think for me, it was just kind of an outlet. Mm-hmm. I wanted a blog. Everyone was like having a blog or, you know, a platform to show their work
mm-hmm.
or just things that they like. Mm-hmm. So I wanted that for myself. And I actually took a lot of time in kind of thinking up the name.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exactly why, you know, what you see is, you know, what you describe that you're feeling is that you get it, is that that's what I wanted, you know, mm-hmm. in the name. Kind of wanted to just sum it up in two words. So mm-hmm. I hope I did that. Yeah. But for me, it was just, you know, just an expression, a place of expression and a place to, if I wanted to do something random or show something, you know, from my work that's not a part of a larger story, you know, just showcase one photograph or, mm-hmm. you know, my vacation, you know, mm-hmm. then I'd have a place to do it.
What do you think as a photographer, particularly since you're in fashion and there are, I mean, the landscape of fashion photographers is ubiquitous. So what would you say sets your brand apart from other fashion photographers?
I think that I have a reportage way of capturing mm-hmm. fashion. So it's not like I'm creating this perfect moment necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or even taking the, you know, trying to capture the perfect picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about, you know, kind of capturing a moment and it's unexpected and spontaneous and raw. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to capture that. And that's, I try to do that not on purpose, you know, but on purpose. Mm-hmm. So I think that for me, it's about forgetting about the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And just capturing, you know, what's in front of you.
It's interesting because when I look at your images and your photography, there is such a, at times, intentional, raw beauty in urban, seemingly hard environments. Because, you know, I mean, I don't want to say that you don't shoot in certain areas, but just recently the photography and the images that I've seen, you know, it's been a lot of outdoor and it seems to have been urban environments and, you know, but there's a softness and there's a beauty to the juxtaposition of those environments and your subject. And I think that it's it really is a beautiful compliment. And I think it's I think there's a real skill and an art to it. So that it doesn't look contrived and doesn't look like, oh, this looks like somebody who just got out of grad school and trying to be cool and be urban and be downtown and put somebody who looks good in fashion against a brick wall. So you really stretch those boundaries. And it's interesting because you just recently sent out, I'm glad I'm on your email list because you don't play. You be sent this brother, let me tell you, we're going to give you all his information at the end. So you have to listen to the end, and it's on the page. But this brother, he will send you an email when it's time for something to be promoted and lauded and praised, and as he should, because we live in a world where, you know, if you're not doing it,
no one knows about it.
So, you know, recently you shot an awesome spread for Essence Magazine with the theme of fashion for summer music festivals. And I'm curious, do you enjoy thematic shots? And how is it working with a print magazine versus working with a particular fashion line?
I think that with a print magazine, they're trying to showcase different brands. Mm-hmm. But there's still a story to it. Mm-hmm. And so with the shoot that I did for Essence, it was, you know, they had their list of music festivals that people have been going to throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to showcase your fashion at those events. Mm-hmm. So I think that these stylists, Rainice, she did a great job of kind of showcasing that on the model.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wanted to showcase it at Venice Beach, and, you know, each look kind of gave a different brand.
It did.
So when working with a particular brand like Play Clothes, I don't know if you've heard of Play Clothes, it's mm-hmm. owned by Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just want to capture the clothes. You know, they're just like, okay, we want people to, you know, see the clothes for the details in the collar or the mm-hmm. belt or, you know, the pants. And so that's more what it's about. It's more about the clothes and the person that's buying the clothes,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to the reader or, you know, the listener, you know, or something like that.
Right.
But I think that with a brand, they usually want to address a certain lifestyle. So in many ways, actually, it's pretty similar because magazines are about lifestyle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just realizing that. Thanks.
You're very welcome. With regards to now, are you on these shoots, are you art directing as well at times? Or
sometimes, but with Essence, they have art directors, mm-hmm. you know. But on a clothing shoot where it's a smaller production, it may be a large brand and a small production, mm-hmm. but, you know, you work together with the PR person or someone who represents the brand on figuring out what you want to showcase.
Mm-hmm. I've met several editorial and fashion photographers, and I'm sure you know them as well, who always say, you know, they say to people, I know you love my work, but I don't do headshots, weddings, or bar mitzvah. And I'm curious, what are some do's and don'ts when approaching a photographer about their work and just things that people should and should not say to you as it concerns your profession, because you are an artist. I would assume you would categorize yourself as an artist. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at times it must be annoying for people to just simplify what you do into one category.
I'm not offended by being asked to do a wedding or a bar mitzvah or mm-hmm. anything like that.
Would you do them?
For me, it depends on, yes. I would. I don't get asked to do them often, mm-hmm. but I would be open to it.
It's interesting because honestly, when it comes to those things, as far as I'm concerned, I actually want somebody who doesn't do it for like every weekend they've got a wedding, but I want somebody who is editorial and has a different eye, because I want my occasion to have a different eye to it. Like, I don't want it to look like this is the wedding photographer. Like, here's the picture when all the wedding party jumps in the sand. We're holding the bouquets. And here's the picture when there is the ring and there's our hand on top. I mean, I would want somebody who would come in and be like, I'm not going to really do all that, but I am going to give you my own take on it.
Right.
Because, you know, as someone who is a lover and a culture vulture, I appreciate that, you know? So, but I was just curious what your thoughts are about that, but you know.
No, basically I would put my own spin on it, you know, mm-hmm. it's your wedding shot as a fashion editorial, you mm-hmm. know, essentially. And so I would be open to it, but I haven't actually actively looked for it. But you know, if I were asked to do it, then I would definitely be open to it.
Yeah. I'd like to be your first subject, so please don't take
Are you getting
offers.
Married soon?
Maybe. Who knows? Could be. It's only just... Okay, we're going to stop.
Can we do it in Italy?
Ooh. Hecky yeah.
Let's do it.
Italia? It's funny. I was just talking about how I'm really ready to kind of move to either a part of the continent or Europe, because I love the home of the brave, land of the free, but I need a scenery change. And after being in Paris a year ago, I was just like, oh, I really miss Betty. So I'm curious, just on a more personal level, like what for you has been a seminal moment in your life that you can say, wow, I've really done some amazing things in this particular point in your life? Had you were sort of stopped in your tracks and you recognize that you have been blessed with an incredible, you know, artistic eye, career thus far. Have you had a moment like that that has sort of stopped you in your tracks?
A moment like that for me would probably be when my mom just got something that I photographed framed, you know, something that I had published framed, like my first kind of published picture in a notable magazine, which was Uptown Magazine. I think mm-hmm. that, you know, they really gave me my start. Mm-hmm. And so when she had an editorial that I had done for Uptown Magazine framed, you know, in her living room, for me, that was the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the moment when I recognized, you know, what people notice about what I do, mm-hmm. you know, and what about, you know, all the things that I share, you know, all the creative things that I express. So for me, because it touched her and because I feel like it touches people like you, you know, and people that see it, I think that's what's awesome about it. And so her recognizing that and kind of, you know, framing it and putting it on her wall, you know, to share with everyone, that meant a lot. So for me, that was the moment.
And what would you say if 30 years from now, you know, let's say in 40 years from now, you're retired and you are chilling in Italia, mm-hmm. On some coast, chilling on a cliff overlooking the gorgeous scenery. What would you want people to say about you and your career?
I would just want to touch people, mm-hmm. to influence some sort of thought process or change, and for people to just think about things more, maybe.
Nice. So here on Culture Connection, whenever we have an interview, we always have a segment that is a surprise segment called Quick Fire. And it only requires that you answer with the first thing that comes to mind. You are not allowed to think about it or ask questions. You just have to speak your mind. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Ashley.
Let's
Skywalker,
do it.
Skywalker. Photographer ready. Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Here we go. What's your favorite movie?
I'd probably say Do the Right Thing.
What's a food you cannot live without?
Pasta.
A song that gets you through hard times.
Something from Mary J. Blige.
Favorite place to retreat to?
Belize.
Who or what is the greatest influence on your life?
My mother.
What is your favorite word?
Shit.
What is your proudest moment of your life?
Graduating Howard University.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Let's give it up for Brother Ashley Skywalker. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
The studio today. Can you just give everybody your contact information, your social media information, where people can reach you?
My Twitter is Ashley Skywalker. My Instagram is Skywalker84. My email is AshleySkywalker@gmail. I'll check that and get back to you.
Tumblr?
Tumblr, instantelation.tumblr.com.
There you have it. Thank you again very much for coming. And thank you to your manager who was on top of things today. I won't give his name out because he probably wants to remain incognito. And as we say every week here on Culture Connector, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And until next time, my good people, be blessed. Peace.